Hey, Peter Hammett here from the Dives to Crossroads show. Sometimes we do sometimes I do solo shows. I'm so lonely. So sometimes I do interviews as well, where I bring on people to talk about their process too. Check that out.
Yeah. Chicken or crow, crossing
the. Let the games begin. Let the games begin.
Pass out. All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
It's that time again, everybody. It is time for Dynasty Game Night. Sorry, we've been sitting here like waiting for Drew for like an hour, and I'm just delirious at this point. And yeah. But hey, I am Russ Fisher at Dynasty Outhouse. I am your host, and we have two wonderful guests and Drew. We will let them introduce themselves. Well, we don't need to. Rocky, we know who Rocky is.
No, yeah, you don't have to introduce.
He hosts more than any of us do at this point. But Craig, why don't you say hi, tell everybody who you are and all that stuff.
Hi, I'm Craig Reith. I'm the creative director over at rotoheat.com and one of the main IDP guys. That's pretty much all that I do. So anything offensive questions-wise, well, we'll see how I can handle it. But glad to be here. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Hey, Drew. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I'm sorry, guys. I really thought tonight was going to be like an hour and 5 minutes, and here we are.
An hour and 45 minutes, yeah.
Oh, my God. That. Oh my God.
Well, why don't you tell them what you were sitting on for an hour and 45 minutes making us wait?
I'm Drew at dr_pra. I have the pleasure of co-hosting. Not a doctor, though. Once a quarter, I'll throw out my medical opinion as if I went to, you know, three pre-med classes. But I get to co-host with Josh on the Fantasy Timeline, also part of the DAP network here. So, yeah, so thrilled to be here. Can't wait to see what I'm in for, and we're gonna have a blast tonight. Let's do this.
And then we're gonna go to bed real fast. All right. Well. I am already failing miserably as a host because you brought up DAP Network, and it reminds me, hey, this is a proud member of the DLF family of podcasts, because I probably should have said that.
What do you think? You're me, Russ? That I'm the one who forgets to say that.
I was, man, if we started this at 9 when we were supposed to, I would have been on point. Okay, but we have three games as usual, and we have not one, but two name games. And we have the regular name game, and then we have the mega ultra name game that Rocky created that time. We will get into the definition of what that means a little later, and then we have Family Feud. So I guess, you know, Craig, since you're not a host of the show and you're not the jerk that kept us waiting, and yes, I am going to constantly talk about that the entire show, so get ready for it, Drew. So why don't you pick which game we play first, Craig?
We'll do one of the name games. Either one's fine.
Okay, we'll start with the regular name game. Anyone listening, think of it as close proximity to before and after on Wheel of Fortune, where instead of just having one word that connects the answers, it's a syllable that makes the answers flow. There's a theme for the entire grouping of questions, and we will read a player's division and position, and then a hint, and you have to find the answer that melds those two together. If I talk about the player first, the player's name goes first. If I talk about the hint first, the clue goes first. If you think you know the answer, you say your name, that's the buzzer. If you get it right away, 3 points. You guys are allowed to take hints after the first hint, which you can pick either on the player, where I'll give you the team that player is on, or I can give you a hint as to the answer from the clue. Yes. I keep changing the words of clue and hint and theme and all this stuff, and my brain isn't working anymore. And then 3 points, 2 points, 1 point, and then imaginary hand claps for if you get it at, or if I have to tell you what it is. You know what? I get a point if I have to tell you what it is. But you'll figure it out as you go along, right? And so, I mean, it's already January 12th, but we're not too far off from the holidays. And for Christmas, my son got a book, Hilarious Jokes for 8-Year-Old Kids. So that is the theme for this show. So what I'm going to do is, at some point, again, I'm going to give you a division and position, and then I'm going to ask you a joke. It's going to be a joke. I'm going to give you the beginning of a riddle, and you're going to have to combine a player and that answer.
Oh, my God.
All right. Yeah, I know you did one of these before. This is tough.
It is. These are easier than last time's.
Okay.
Like, I'm also having this far into this bottle.
Oh, my. I should have done that. But, like, okay, let's just, you'll see what it's like. So the first one is AFC West quarterback, and what goes up and down the steps but doesn't move?
Up and down steps.
But doesn't move.
That's so bad.
Yeah, this is, You get, I'm already, I think, ready for a hint on the joke.
So we which have, is we have to agree the player or the
yeah the player's name, and it's the okay. Full name, first name, last name. I hope there's some 8-year-old listening to this podcast and just yelling,
screaming.
He probably doesn't know who the quarterback is, but he's yelling the answer to the joke at least.
I have no clue on the joke. We have to agree to take the hint. So if you guys want a hint on the joke,
I'm fine with that.
Let's go with a hint.
Yeah,
I didn't even really think of them. Floor coverings.
Okay.
Rocky.
Go.
Derek Carpet.
Derek Carpet. Carpet goes up and down the steps, but it doesn't move.
Okay. Fair.
Yep. Okay.
All right. So 2 points for Rocky. I should probably write this down. Hold on.
Okay.
Probably wouldn't make sense to keep score, Russ.
Practice round. Done.
We're just here for the fun of it, you guys. We don't points, right? Like there's no cash prize at the end.
This is non-point scoring season.
Yeah. So, there you go.
Wrong show. All right. The next one. AFC South wide receiver. And what word has 3 syllables but contains 26 letters?
AFC South wide receiver?
AFC South wide receiver.
I think I know the answer to the joke. I can't figure out the receiver.
Yeah, that's what I'm struggling with here, too.
Is there poetic license here? Is this pretty much...
Okay. No, it's real.
Wide receiver. AFC South wide receiver.
Say the clue one more time for me, Russ.
AFC South wide receiver. And what word has 3 syllables but contains 26 letters?
Well, it's certainly not going to be a quick show with us doing this tonight. So
I know.
Well, yeah. On the plus side, I'm going to edit all of this blank space out, and it'll be a very quick listen.
Yes.
Well, that's always better.
Yeah, don't worry about the dead air.
Oh, Craig?
Zach Pascalphabet?
Nice.
Zach Pascalphabet. Yes, it is.
Nice. I knew alphabet. I could not figure out the damn receiver.
That's like, well, let's just start going through these teams here. Holy All right. cow, that was tough.
So 3 points for Craig. Craig takes the lead. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 left.
You're just like, what?
So get ready.
Yeah, let's go.
Low on the depth chart, AFC West wide receiver, and who cleans the ocean?
So I might.
And if you do guess and you get it wrong, you do not get a second chance.
Yeah.
Just, I didn't specify, but.
You said it's the joke first on this one?
No. Low on the depth chart, okay, the AFC player. West wide receiver, and who cleans the ocean?
I'm ready for a hint on the joke.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Drew, you good?
I feel like I got the joke. That's Ooh. Fine. We can go with that. Yeah, that's fine.
It is a compound word where the second part of the word is the name of a person that cleans houses. It is also non-real.
Rocky.
Go.
Josh Paul Mermaid.
Josh Paul Mermaids, yeah.
Okay.
All right, that's another 2 points for Rocky. So we are at 4-2-3. And don't look at me, these jokes. I never said they were good. They are just make 8-year-olds laugh. Next one. Where do you find keys that don't work on any locks and AFC West tight end?
Where do you find keys?
Rocky.
Go.
Pianoa Fant.
Pianoa Fant. Yes, it is, baby.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
7-3.
Well done.
All right. Halfway there, guys. Halfway there. What is something that runs through towns and over hills but doesn't move and NFC West wide receiver?
Rocky?
Yeah, I mean, you don't sound super confident, but you can give it a try.
Rodell Beckham?
Rodell Beckham Jr., yeah. Rhodes. The road goes through town. But
got that part. I wasn't getting to Beckham yet.
All right,
I got to go through these players faster.
Wow.
Drew's just like, I have no idea what's going on here.
We're glad you showed up finally, though. Thanks for coming on. Okay, the next one. NFC South wide receiver. And what word is always spelled incorrectly in the dictionary?
Rocky.
Go.
Robbie Anderson correctly.
It works enough. I'll give it to you. I mean, it's Chris Godwin correctly. Because Godwin as opposed to Anderson. You're getting the points.
It's a slant run.
Good enough. Oops, hold on. Control Z. I hit the wrong button.
I'm failing with my dad jokes here. I'm disappointed.
Seriously, you have like 12 kids. Like, yeah, you should be the king of this.
Well, the girls hate
my kid's
him,
only
so.
Six. So I.
Oh, so you're not ready up to the 8-year-old jokes?
Then. No.
Okay,
no.
You got an excuse.
Drew only knows the 6-year-old jokes.
Well, you should have been around 2 years ago when I did the jokes for a 6-year-old. All right, two more. Name the most famous owl magician and AFC South wide receiver.
Drew?
Go.
Houdini Nico Collins?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I got Houdini. I couldn't get to the receiver that quick.
Yep.
I mean, like, Rocky won this.
I think that answer means I won, didn't it?
Yeah. Oh, you won, like...
You won a couple questions ago, probably.
And honestly, like, this one is not great. I just threw it in because of what the answer is. When is the best time to go to the dentist and AFC North wide receiver?
I think I know, but I'll give these guys a chance to see if they come up with it.
AFC North.
Since I already won.
It says AFC North.
Mm-hmm.
Craig.
Go.
Tooth-30 Higgins.
Tooth-30 Higgins.
Yeah.
Tooth-30. 230.
Yeah. I remember that Higgins. Joke from when I was eight.
All right.
That was
well,
a long time ago.
Even though Drew, even though Rocky knew the answer, Craig still got the points. So Rocky wins this game 13-6-3. So I actually
dominant.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing. Rocky gets the first game. So Rocky, do you want to do the Mega Ultra name game or Family Feud?
Mega Ultra name game.
All right, let's bore people right out of the gate. Okay. So this one, is very tough to, I really wish I kept one of yours as an example, because this one is very tough to explain. The way it works is I'm going to ask a question and the answer is just a player's name. It's just,
I can think of an example from one of my, it wasn't actually, I didn't really do.
Oh, I remembered one.
But that I remember my example to you guys when I first did it was if I wanted to play do my job playing music. I can't think of the word now to use. frequently, you could say I want to DJ more.
Or if you were if you had great appreciation for the best player on the Chicago Bulls in the 90s, you had a lot of, and the answer was Jordan Love. Does so that make sense to you guys?
There's sort of a clue that the answer is a full player's name.
Okay. I got it.
They're like, I got it, but I don't want
conceptually,
it.
Conceptually, I get it.
Okay, so the way we'll do it is you're not going to get a hint at all at first, so you'll get 3 points if you get it right away. Second one, I'll give you a division, then I'll give you a position.
Okay.
Unless, or should we do 4-3-2-1 and then give you a team after that in case it gets that far down? I think that's what we'll do.
That works.
That's not a lot of faith in us here, Russ.
After last game, no, I don't. All right, so 4 points, and then there's 3 chances for hints. Here's the first one. Wearing a ballerina's outfit near a hole in the ground to get water, you are wearing a...
Tutu Atwell.
Saying her names or no?
Damn it. Drew.
Were you going to say Tutu Atwell?
He was. All
right. It's fine. Give it to him. It's fine. I'll
take the charity.
Two and two. Yeah, say your freaking name, Drew. Buzz in, man.
You're splitting the points?
Yeah, they got 2-2.
Okay.
Oh, 2-2. Exactly. It works out great. 2-2,
there you go. It works perfectly.
God, I wish I did that on purpose. Okay. This is a fun one. I giggled at this one. If you love to collect those precious moments figurines, this holiday special edition figure is a 92% pure silver sheep caretaker. The figurine's name would be the...
Drew.
Go.
Sterling Shepherd,
yes.
Man, Drew killing it.
Sterling silver is 92% pure silver, and a shepherd is a sheep caretaker. Yo, Drew's hustling you guys.
I know. Yeah, look at this. Playing it cool during the first name game. Now he's just all like,
he's going to rock fade. This and rock Family Feud and be like, tournament of champion, bitches. Like, let's go. All right, next one. Okay. I don't know if this guy is on a team anymore. I made this a long time ago. An adorable child holding two tools used to open a lock can be called a...
Can you repeat that?
An adorable child holding two tools used to open a lock can be called a...
Craig?
Go.
I don't even know if I'm pronouncing his name right, but... Kiki Cutie?
Kiki Cutie, yeah.
That's great. I love that. Wow. It does so bad. I'm doing horrible at this when I came up with this.
Yeah. It's funny. Like, while we were playing the first time you did this, I came up with that 2-2 Atwell one. All right. Good. This one's, yeah. If there were a large mound covered with grass that had a collection of very smelly neck garments, you could name it.
Rocky.
Oh.
Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
I was going to say Taysom Hill, but I couldn't make it work.
I know. I was thinking Taysom at first, too. I was like, that doesn't make sense.
Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
That's good.
This is so much. I wish there was.
These are fun.
But it's so finite. There's.
Yeah, there's not that many. Yeah. What's the score?
It is Craig and Drew with 6 and Rocky with 4.
Okay. How many we got left?
1, 2, 3.
Okay, got a chance. Russ is dumbfounded by his own question.
It's so weirdly worded. Okay. If you don't like to pronounce your R's, but wanted a larger amount of male chickens in between two city buildings, you would say you want...
Craig?
Go.
Mo Alley Cox? Yeah.
That's great. I had no clue on that too. Good job, Craig.
Thank you for thinking of this game, Rocky.
No problem.
The dumb wordplay is right up my alley. I mean, this is. If anything's in my wheelhouse so far, it's this.
All right. So technically, right now, anyone can win because there's only two left. But it is Rocky 4, I'd Craig 10, both, Drew right? 6. You have to get both. Yes.
Yeah. I'd also have to get both.
Well, yeah. Technically, but you at least can get hints on one of them.
Right. Sure.
Oh, God. Please don't tie. Please don't tie.
What's that, Tyrod Taylor?
I will mute you so fast. Next one. When the green hat-wearing redhead kid from South Park takes the large seeds out of peaches, you can say that.
Craig.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Kyle Pitts.
Kyle Pitts.
Damn it. Yep, I thought of it just as he was saying Craig.
I almost blurted it out again to split.
So Craig.
Oh, that would have been a smart move. That would have been a power move right there.
Damn it. Would.
Craig Strange. Won, right? This last one's for fun.
Yeah, this one's just for fun. Roberta and her male child just got to the party. Who would you say just arrived?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm stumped on this one too.
Okay, well, I guess I meant to put before reading it now. Your good friend Roberta and her male child got to the party. Who would you say just arrived?
Brilliant.
It's cool. It's cool that I saved the hard one for last.
I know. Something, son. That's all I got.
Oh, Drew.
Go.
Robbie Anderson.
Ah, Robbie. There you go.
I was thinking Rob Henderson at first. And I was like, what the heck?
That's why I realized it. I didn't mean to leave out, you know, your good friend, because if you're a good friend, you have nicknames. You call her Robbie.
Good pull.
Dang.
Whew. All right. Well,
I'm still disappointed in my showing there.
I am also very disappointed in your showing there. And Drew, I have been making fun of you for the entire night for being late. But in reality, I do really like you. But you better not win this damn game.
He does not want to tie.
I do not want to tie at all. We are going to do Family Feud because that's the only game left.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's the wrong song.
And Russ putting it in the questions in the chats and telling me not to look.
There are no more chats without Rocky in them.
Yeah, I know. I did not look, but I have no idea what these questions are.
Okay, so the way Family Feud works, in case you live under a rock for the past 60 years, we ask a lot of people a question, tally their answers, and the most popular answers are put on the board. I will ask a question, say your name as a buzzer. You will answer in the order that your name was called. Whoever gets the highest ranked answer, or if you guess the number one answer right away, you get to choose whether to play or to pass. The way this works, because there's three, is let's pretend Rocky went first. He got the number one answer. He chooses to play. He gets three X's. You know, he gets to keep going until he gets three wrong answers. He gets three wrong answers. The person who answered next, or if he gets the number one answer right away, we're just going to go in a circle, which means it would be Drew. You get to start answering questions as well. The second you get one correct answer, Rocky can't get points anymore. But you get two X's. If you get both wrong right away, Rocky gets the points. You get one correct answer, then you get the two X's. Craig gets a shot. He gets one X. Or if he gets one answer right away correct, he gets the points. If he gets the X, Drew gets the points. It seems a little convoluted. I'll tell you the points.
Drew's getting the points.
It's easier when we do it.
So again, I'm going to read the question. The second I'm done answering the question, you can say your name as the buzzer. All right. And I need all three of you to say your name eventually, or at least two of you to say your name eventually.
So we have an order. Yeah.
So we have tallied 44 answers. Well, not 44 answers. I apologize. 44 people's answers on the board. And the top seven are up there. Who was the fantasy football MVP this season? Anyone?
Drew.
Rocky.
All right. Drew?
Joe Burrow.
All right. Two people said Joe Burrow, so that is 2 points off the board. Rocky, you get to guess.
Cooper Kupp.
Number one answer, 27 people said Cooper Kupp. So do you want to play or do you want to pass it to Drew?
How many answers are up there?
One, two, three, four, five left.
That's more fun to play. I'll play.
Okay, there you go. You get three X's.
Three X's. Okay. Jonathan Taylor.
There you go. The number two answer with eight.
Josh Allen.
First X.
Mark Andrews.
Nope, that's second X.
Jeez, tight end one. I guess I should have passed it to Drew.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so I still got five answers up there, right?
One, two, three. No, four, because you guessed four. Another one.
I did. Okay. Fantasy MVP. Ugh, God.
Didn't win the championships on Rock.
I'm trying to think if people would go with, like, low-end guys who were great in the playoffs, or if I should just be going, like, the Cup Taylor kind of guys. Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yep, that's the three decks. All right, so, Drew, you get two X's. Excuse me. You get to answer. You get two X's, but if you get one correct, Rocky doesn't get any points.
Deebo Samuel.
That's the next best answer with two. Yeah.
Good guess, Drew.
That didn't seem like a guess. He was just like, I know this, guys.
Sorry. Good answer, Drew.
There you go. Good answer. All right. There are one, two, three left on the board.
Ja'Marr Chase.
And that's another one of the answers on the board. Yeah. Good job, man. Two left.
So passing wouldn't have worked either.
If he clears it, then yeah. We're screwed anyway.
Let's go with. Ooh, that's tough. Those are all my good answers.
So tough. What are
two bad answers?
Two bad answers. We'll go with Sony Michel.
Nope, that's one X.
Okay. Let's go with Patrick Mahomes.
Nope, that's two X's.
Damn it.
I thought of Mahomes, but I didn't go with that either.
He was terrible. What are you talking about? All right, so Craig, you get one answer here. You get it right, you get the points. You get it wrong, Drew gets the points.
Devontae Adams.
One person said Devontae.
Oh, Adams. Nice, Craig.
Damn it.
All right. Russ is very happy that Drew did not get the points there.
Yeah, take that, Drew. So the only answer left, does anybody want to take a guess at all?
Austin Eckler was my other guess.
Oh, that's a good guess.
How did no one say Austin Eckler, right? No.
No one said that, and then of the people you polled either.
Yeah, zero people said Austin
Hunter Renfro,
and he was fantastic. Another person, no one said. The answer was Cordarrelle Patterson.
I actually thought of Patterson, but I didn't think he faded so much down the stretch.
Yeah, you were like bad people that we thought were bad that did really well, and I'm like, okay.
He's the only one that was. Everybody else was pretty much good all season except.
Yeah. Okay, so Craig got 42 points on that round. And I should have said there are four total rounds, so three left, and the last round is double points.
Okay. That's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah, Drew's just holding it back until
there's not that many points, so you might need to win another one. Our next question. Remember, again, the second I'm done reading it, you could say your name as a buzzer. Who was the fantasy football bust of the season, non-season-ending injury related? The 35. Answers. 35 people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 answers. 5 answers. 5 answers.
Five answers.
Five answers.
Rocky. One of you also has to chime in.
Seriously, guys. It's just there's buzz in or something. Like, you don't have to.
Sure.
Craig made noise. That counts as a buzzer. All right, Rocky, go first.
Allen Robinson.
Number one. I guess no one else had to say anything. 35 total people, 35 total answers, and 20 people said Allen Robinson. So there are now four answers on the board with a total of 15 points. Do you want to play or do you want to pass to Craig?
If I pass, I'm done answering, or
you until if it makes it back to you, you get that one. Yeah.
I'll play.
Okay. I'm
probably going to regret it again.
Probably.
Saquon Barkley.
Number two answer with seven.
That was the one I had in my pocket. So.
I mean, they could just keep, they could all get it wrong and then you get the points anyway.
Okay, so I got three more. How many points are even left of the after those two?
Eight. There are none with one answer.
Fantasy bust of the year. God, now I'm blanking. I should have passed. I gotta come up with an answer though.
At least three more if they're all
wrong. I know. Jeez, I should have passed. Miles Sanders.
Actually, nope, that is a first X. That was one of the answers, but there was just one, and there was a lot of ones, so I weeded it out.
Non-season-ending injury. This is a lot harder when you're not hosting.
Yeah. and you fought to be playing, so, man, you better show up.
I'm sure this is wrong, but Darren Waller.
It is not wrong. Two people said Darren Waller.
Oh, nice.
That was my first guess. Damn it. That was gone.
Okay, so I still got two strikes left, right?
Two strikes and two answers.
Okay. At least I'm limiting the options for the other two. Because I do not think I'm getting these other two answers. Trying to think of running back and wide receiver bust. CMC would have been a season-ending injury.
Maybe.
Again, yeah, they don't have to follow the rules, I guess, technically. No, I would have weeded that out. That wouldn't be fair. A lot of people ask questions about this one.
Oh, really?
My entire answer is like, I'm not skewing the results, so I can't answer it for you. But I had to ask like what I meant by it.
God, I am blanking.
Gonna hit you with a timer eventually, Rocky.
I know. I can't think of anybody. This isn't gonna be on there either. But I will say I don't even know. Give me an X and let me think a little longer.
Sure.
All right. Cannot think of anybody.
All right, so that's your second X. There are lots of bad players in the NFL, Rocky. There's a lot of players we thought were good that ended up being bad. Like, there's names that are you could just throw out, whether you think they're right or wrong. You could say a name this time instead of just taking the X.
Like, yeah, this one, I'm sure, is gonna. I have a name. This one's gonna be wrong.
Or, man, maybe not. Maybe taking the X is the smarter move to leave wrong answers for them.
Antonio Gibson.
I mean, that is also wrong, but that is actually a really smart move I never thought of. Leaving wrong answers on the board for these guys to get wrong. All right.
Okay, there you go. That's my
Third X. Craig, you get two X's. You get one.
Kudos to you guys if you get this.
You get one answer correct. Rocky gets no points.
So for me, myself, LaVisca Chenault.
Two people said LaVisca Chenault.
Ah, damn it.
Ooh. Damn.
Another one I wrote down, Kenny Galladay.
Nope, not Kenny Galladay. That's one X.
Okay, I am not buzzing in next time.
The other one that came to mind was CEH.
Nope, that is also
That's a good guess, though.
That's honestly, that was one of the first ones that came to my mind, though I didn't really have super high hopes for him anyway. All right, Drew, you get one guess. You get it right, you get the points. You get it wrong, Craig gets the points.
Brandon Ayuk.
He was one of the people that one person said and got weeded out of the list.
Son of a...
See, the problem with this is...
He came on later.
Yeah, that's also...
Yeah, he caught one touchdown.
So the real problem with this is it's like it's not necessarily... Trevor Lawrence.
I was going to say Trevor Lawrence too. Damn it.
Him and Darnold came to mind, but I didn't know what people were like. Son of a...
Yeah.
I was just blanking so hard. I couldn't think of anybody.
There were so many like one answers that's just like,
dang.
So
I had Robinson and Barkley immediately, and then I was just done.
Yeah, and Waller was my next best one. Then Ayuk.
Okay, so that is 31 points. So 73. Greg, it is still very beatable. Still very beatable. Because the next answer, 45 possible points.
Right. Rocky, you're holding off, right?
Probably. The other strategy hasn't worked too well for me. So.
Okay, so 45 total points on the board. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 answers are up there. Who's going to win the Super Bowl this year?
Ooh.
Craig.
I just found a star on my foot.
That's what I don't know which of us chimed in second.
I heard, you know what, Rocky? No. Okay, Craig first, then Drew.
Leave me
then
third. Rocky. Yeah.
All right, so Craig, who's your answer?
Packers.
Number one answer. 19 people said the Packers.
Idiots.
I should have chimed in earlier. This is one with a finite amount of answers, so...
But I honestly was surprised that many people said the Packers.
Uh-huh.
But okay, so you get to choose whether you play or you pass. If you pass, you're passing it to Drew.
This isn't even getting to me.
Yeah, usually it's much better to do this before the playoffs start. I just was blanking for questions. All right, go.
Chiefs.
Yep, 5 points for the Chiefs.
Bills.
That's the right answer.
So Packers, Bills, Chiefs, Buccaneers.
4 people.
The Bengals.
3 people. Yeah, there might not even be enough X's to cover all of these.
I know. This was not the one to wait on.
Yeah.
Cowboys.
You know there's enough delusional Cowboys fans that 3 of them gave the answer, yeah. 2 answers left.
That's 6, yeah. All right. Titans.
First X.
All right, first X. Cardinals.
Second X. Don't do
Rams.
This to me, Craig. What'd you say?
Rams.
5 people said the Rams. 1 answer left, and you have 2 X's.
He's 1 X, doesn't he?
No, I got
Titans
2.
And Cardinals.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah.
Don't you dare, Craig. Don't you dare.
You get this right, you win the night, you go to the Tournament of Champions, and I don't have to worry about there being a tie.
I just... don't like any of these other guesses that are left.
Damn, I was just, this is the one I buzzed in first on.
Patriots.
Damn it.
That's it.
Damn it.
2 people said the Patriots.
Oh. All right. Good night, guys.
Yep. He cleared it. But we got one more question, and we're doing it for fun because I wrote it. We waited for you, Drew.
Damn.
Nice job, Craig.
Thank you.
Dang.
Here we go. 39 points, 3 answers on the board. Remember, these points are double, and it don't matter because Craig won. In your fantasy football league, who should be the first non-quarterback drafted?
Drew.
Rocky.
Go, Drew.
Jamar Chase.
All right. Yep, 7 total points.
Rocky. Jonathan Taylor.
Nope, you don't do that because we have to see who goes first.
Oh, damn it. I was going to say Jonathan Taylor.
All right, well, he was the number one answer with 29. There's one answer left, and since it is the last round, you just get 1X.
Justin Jefferson.
And that's the last answer.
Damn it. Wow. That was quick.
So, yes, if you would have gotten the last round by buzzing in first and clearing the table and getting these 78 points, you would have won the night, Rocky.
I should have just buzzed. That was such an easy question. There's only right, 14 well, friggin' answers.
Craig wins the night. And congratulations. I'm going to right now. I'm not even wasting time. Here we go. I'm putting you on the Tournament of Champions list.
Nice job, Craig. There is eventually supposed to be a Tournament of Champions. We've been saying that for months and months and months
now. 1, 2, 3, 4 more people, I think.
Even with Craig? I thought we were at 4 coming in that night.
Nope. Okay. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening along, playing along, screaming along, falling asleep, whatever the hell you did with the Dynasty Game Night with us. Since you won, Craig, you be the first person to tell everybody who you are again and where they can find stuff you do and all that neat stuff.
Yeah, my name is Craig Greeth. You can find me over on Twitter, mainly throwing up memes, GIFs, and other dad jokes and wordplay. And fantasy football content probably isn't most of what you see from me. It's at RotoHeat Craig, and I'm again the creative director over there, and I mainly do IDP rankings, all that sort of fun sort of stuff. So you can check me out there.
All right, Drew, who are you? Why did you keep us waiting?
I'm not answering that question.
I just want to point out that right now we have this show is going to be shorter than how late you were.
Not if I have a long pause here.
Don't forget, I edit the pauses out. This is the one show I have to edit.
Yeah, I'm Drew at DR_PRA, co-host with Josh at the Timeline, Fantasy Timeline podcast. And likewise, you will probably see a bunch of fun retweets and things on Twitter. Nothing super serious. And I will vote on your polls if you tag me.
And go subscribe to the Dynasty Addicts Podcast Network YouTube channel, where you could watch every Wednesday the Fantasy Timeline live and jump in on the comments and tell them to stop talking already when they go for 20 minutes over and they still talk for another 25 minutes. And I think Rocky left. So, I mean, for me, Dynasty Outhouse, for Rocky at Dynasty FF Addict, DLF Family Podcast, I say I'm going to bed. Good night.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun.
Dynasty Game Night.
Bosh has never won.
Dynasty Game Night.
Guessing ADP.
Dynasty Game Night.
Can this really be free?
Dynasty Game Night.
Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without 6 clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me.
Dynasty Game Night.
We'll be having some fun.
Dynasty Game Night.
Bosh has never won.
Dynasty Game Night.
Guessing ADP.
Dynasty Game Night.
With a dummy.
Dynasty Game Night.
Game Night. with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night.